Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I thank the Lord for another chance to preach His holy word. God is, He loves us. When we preach the word, we're talking to people. When people hear the word, they have a chance to grab hold of life itself. The life of God. And that's what it's all about. People receiving God. We don't earn salvation. We were given salvation. We receive salvation. We attain it through receiving it by faith. And we also reject the world system. By receiving salvation, that's the first step in rejecting the world. A lot of people desire to live without the ugly ways of the world. A lot of people wish they could stop being alcoholics, drug addicts, prostitutes. A lot of people wish they could stop being greedy. And they desire to, they really want to be detached from the ugly things of life, which is not life. The ugly things are death. But it's here like a disease. And it will take us, it always takes us down. And I see people with so much potential. Once sin consumes their life, it dominates their life. And you can't live, you can't thrive in this life if something's dominating you. I've seen so many people, they have a problem. And there's no rest in sin. They can't just go home and enjoy their family. They got to be doing something because they're driven by the sin that they won't let go. I've seen people with great potential, smart as a whip, but they love to drink. And then drinking becomes more important than the necessary things of life. Even the nice things that they have attained, you know, it goes down. Their cars and their homes become neglected. Their houses and their relationships because of the sin. And that's not God's will for any person to deal with. Man is no match for sin, but sin is no match for God. If you're going to be detached from it, you're going to have to just trust God to help you. And you're going to have to do His word. Now, sin is a condition. And sometimes people are afraid to talk against it, but the preachers that go cowardly and won't deal with it, the sin, it continues to dominate the people in the congregation. And a lot of people have not heard the word how to deal with it, how to get rid of it, how to overcome it. And it continues to be a problem. The Lord told me years ago, He showed me a vision and said, "Let not my people lack knowledge." And I saw God's people operating under a lack of knowledge. And He said, "Let not my people lack knowledge." Sin will destroy everything you attain. It will take away your future. The same future that salvation gives you, sin will cause you to miss out on. Because God's not going to take rebellion to heaven. And He's not going to take deception to heaven. We have to be done with, the blood of Jesus washes those things away. And we have to want it washed away. And that's why repentance is so important. Repenting from evil. But I like to go a step further. Because sometimes repentance, you're turning from the sin. What if you reject it? Well, repentance is supposed to be rejection. But in the minds of the people, so many people say they repent, then they go right back to where they were. So that's why I say reject it. Now, That's a powerful thought. But is it attainable? Is it doable? Can we really do this? Can I really reject something that I like? Can I really reject something that's a struggle for me to reject? And this was the thoughts that I woke up with this morning. The answer to that question is what Paul answered. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Who strengthens me? If you look at the beginning, Adam, you didn't, there's no scripture that said Adam ate off the tree of life. He ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And talking with a friend of mine, and he was talking about his struggle. His life was like Romans chapter 7. But in order for it to be like Romans chapter 8, life in the spirit, the Lord giving you strength to stand. See, people leave that one out. I've heard so many sermons about Romans 7. And they end saying, just hold on. That ain't gonna work. That's not gonna work. That's like giving a man a life raft in frigid water. He's going to die. If you don't go on and teach him how to live by the Spirit, he won't make it. And that's the secret, which shouldn't be a secret. Now, if it's a secret, it's not Paul's fault because he wrote chapter 8. And it should be one chapter. 7 and 8 should be one chapter. You shouldn't read one without the other. Because it looked like you're stuck in the mud if you just read Romans chapter 7. But if you read chapter 8, you see how to overcome it. Now, that's where I come in with this. The times that I warned, when I warned against all forms of sin, and it did come my way, and it was a temptation, and it was hard to undo. It was difficult for me. But not for God. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm doing. Now that's the first step. I don't know how to undo this. And I need your help. But I want you to teach me how to kill it. I want to live like you do. I said, you know, when it came to anger, or when a person loses their temper, temperance is a good thing. But when you lose your temperance, now you're angry and frustrated and out of control. And I experienced being so weak that I was out of control. And I desired to live for Jesus all those years, and then all of a sudden now I want to cuss and fight. And just before I said anything, this is why I talk about that little testimony so much. I almost got in a fight with it. I almost lost it. But the Lord spoke a word and said, everlasting love, the love of man, whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. And it charged my heart. Now, that gave me a clue. I don't have to use my strength. I can use his strength. So I said, Lord, teach me how to love your people. Because I knew that I'm going to fail. I don't want to fail, but I'm going to. I said, I'm going to fail, and it's going to be ugly if I don't get some help. A person that's an alcoholic, when he knows I'm out of control, now God can work. He can get some help now. I said, Lord, I want help. I want you to help me with this. And the Lord rose up and started teaching me about people and his love. And I didn't just get an answer from the Holy Spirit. I supplemented everything I was learning with the Word of God. I dug down deeper in receiving the Word of God, and I asked for help. And I was steadily getting knowledge from the Holy Spirit through scriptures. He was enlightening me to his Word. And what I told my friend who was going through chapter 7, basically, his life was just like Romans 7. I said, if you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, eat more of the tree of life. Start eating the tree of life and you'll have the strength you need
to withstand the wiles, the fiery darts of the enemy and all the things that of the world. It won't be a problem like it was. And and it helped him, it helped me to say something like that. It helped me. I learned something in that statement. I learned something in the statement. And I'm so, I never connected the dots until that moment. And the Holy Spirit taught both of us. Now I had, even though I had done it, I didn't see it that way. I didn't know all you have to do is eat off the tree of life and you'll have the stamina you need to be strong in the Lord to resist the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now, Satan's lies are stupid. They're crazy. They don't work. They're no good. But it's hard to get rid of on your own. Now, the enemy is wrong. It's two left shoes. He's wrong. He's the opposite of God. But when he catch you off guard or if you're weak already, it's difficult to get out of his traps. But not if you involve God. You got to go back to how Jesus did things. When you don't know what to do, look at how Jesus handled his problem. Now, Jesus was led to go to the wilderness so he could be tempted of the enemy. He had to overcome the enemy in order to be promoted, just like we do. He had to be able to, it's a requirement. You have to be able to resist evil. Even Jesus had to pass this test. And he went to the wilderness, and there comes crazy devil. See, if you be the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. Now, he said when Jesus was very hungry after such a long fast. And now watch how Jesus handled it. He didn't use his strength. He used the Lord's strength. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how we win, folks. This is the beginning of life in the Spirit. This is Romans chapter 8 for you and me. When the Lord spoke that word, it charged my heart. I had no desire to fight my friend Slim. I had no desire to cuss him out and fight. When the Lord spoke that, it charged me up. And a lot of times when people do lose it, Christians that lose it, it's because they don't do that. They govern their own life. They try to do it in their own strength. And they fail. And then they go and study the word. They feel bad about it. They go to the pastor. They call the pastor in the middle of the night and wake him up with their emergencies. And they always have one. Because they refuse to receive the word of God and live by his strength. They don't even know they can do it. And they act like they don't know that they can do it. But if they hang around long enough to listen, they'll start doing better. And some of them just leave the church altogether and go back to the world. They give up. They give out. They give in. And they leave such a wonderful salvation. They get disconnected from what was making them strong. And some people, they'll keep going to church and they get a little stronger. They get strong enough to master a few things. But what if I told you, you can master whatever comes your way. You can master whatever comes your way. If the enemy can be unbridled, you can too. The Lord will always, nothing's going to happen to God. He's always with us. His name is Emmanuel. He's with us. And he's with us to help us. But just receive the help just like you receive salvation. In your weakness, in your moment of weakness, receive his strength. Cry out in the name of Jesus. You may not know what to do, but cry out. And the Lord will help you. Now, I cried out in my weakest moment and he did help me. when I was in a motorcycle wreck, sliding down I-59. I called his name Jesus twice, and I knew I was going to be all right, and I was. I'm fine. Now, in emergencies, God will help you. He can, and He will, and He wants to. You just got to know this, and you got to act on it. Now, as a way of life, I knew that I was still weak, and this is going to be a problem. Somebody's going to do something else, and I'm going to react the same way I almost did. And the Lord taught me things. He gave me His word. I paid more attention to His word. I started with what I did know, and I entered into what I didn't know. And then I asked the Lord to explain things. Now, this is before I was reading chapters every day. That didn't happen until about 5 years later. In 1987 was when I almost got into the fight. And I didn't start studying chapters. I was studying scriptures in those days just to get me out of my little ditch. Or if I had to preach, I'd study something so I could preach accurately when I make my outline. That's how I studied, just being honest. But it was in October of 1990 before I started studying 15 chapters a day. Now, when that happened, the Lord had more to teach me about. But in those days, when I was studying scriptures, He still taught me how to love His people. In 1988, I made the vow. Said, I obey Him. Whatever He say do, I'll do it. I studied a lot of scriptures, but I didn't study chapters. And it kept me afloat. But I didn't start thriving in life until I started studying chapters. See, chapters is just like people that read Romans 7 for encouragement, and they stop and don't read chapter 8. Now, some people will go on to read chapter 8, but no emphasis is put on chapter 8 by the pulpit. So people don't expect, they haven't had chapter 8 explained to them. See, chapter 8 suggests and it shows us that you can live your life in the Spirit and overcome all obstacles. Everything that was a huge problem, chapter 8 will carry you to the place where you can laugh at those things and sympathize with people going through the same thing and show them how to stand and be strong in the Lord from the heart, like I'm doing. You're going to do this. And it's gonna be a blessing. And your whole life is gonna work. And you're gonna be able to do what you normally would not be able to do. I'm not just talking, I know what I'm talking about. I live this. This works. Now, if you don't believe, how will you be established? That's what God told King Ahaz. If you won't believe, you can't be established. When it comes to Jesus, you can ask me about it in heaven or hell. Because that's going to happen. It's going to last when you can't. The truth will last when the lie can't. So you can ask me now and live forever, or you can wait till you go to hell and ask and you're going to stay there. The truth is the truth, and it's going to last. And God is going to always be with His people. No matter what Satan do against you, the Lord has wisdom for you. And you can always live in life in the Spirit if you'll choose to. In a hard situation, will you choose to? If you don't groom yourself to receive the word, what will you do in a pinch? So now, what will you do in the hardest temptations? But you can. It's just a choice. If you receive more of the tree of life, you'll be able to withstand the temptations of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Easy as pie. What I'm saying is very easy and simple, and it can be done. Now, When the Lord moves in your life, receive what he's doing. When he gives you a clue, receive the clue. When he gives you a statement, receive the statement. Don't let it slip. So many times the Lord spoke to me and the enemy was there to steal it. Don't let the word slip. Don't let it slip. Don't ever let it slip. Receive what God is saying and do it. It's your heritage. And if you win, your children are more apt to win. If you win, your children are more apt to win. If you win, the people that hear you are more apt to win, because we bear fruit after according to our likeness. Winning is easy. If you live in the spirit, it's so easy. It's as easy as eating pancakes. You're receiving. Salvation is easy because you receive salvation. Winning, standing your ground is easy because you'll do it in the Lord's strength. It takes me back to Laura Ingle. Laura Ingle was on Little House on the Prairie. I'm going to give this analogy before I close. And a man had a meal. He was traveling, and he stayed with the Ingle family for a while. In the earnest keep, he was going to plow a field. And he was pushing the plow, even though he had the mule up front to pull it. He was trying to help the mule push it. And he was struggling. And Laura Ingle walked out there in her dress. Little kid. She said, "Hey, mister, let me show you how to do this." And then she grabbed the plow. And she hit at the mule or yelled at him. And the mule pulled that plow. He said, "Let the mule do the work." And she just guided the plow in her dress and never got dirty. Live in his strength, receive his word and speak it, and the devils will flee from you. Live in his strength and speak the word. If you can talk, you can overcome Satan. If you can speak words of faith, you can easily overcome Satan. You can tell Satan, "You can't tempt me today." What can you believe him for? A day? An hour? A week? What can you believe him for now? Just tell him, "You can't tempt me today." I did it day by day and it worked. I said, "You can't tempt me today in Jesus' name." And I would enjoy the whole day without him doing something. And while I was enjoying the day, I was learning from the Lord. And then the next day, I say, "You can't tempt me today in Jesus' name." And I enjoyed the whole day with no temptation. When I got used to it, I forgot one day. And then he came and tempted me that Wednesday. And I laughed because he was restricted on Monday and Tuesday. So I started doing that every day, whether I felt like I needed to or not.